take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Ooh, and a book it is today. What have you got there for us?
All right, so please bear with me with my Russian pronunciation, but I am reviewing Marie Alyokhina's Riot Days. So she is the one of the members from Pussy Riot that were infamously imprisoned for...
Balaclavas on, boobs out.
Yeah, and so they what they did... So I guess if you don't know Pussy Riot, they're an anti-Putin Russian punk rock group. And in 2012, she was arrested after a renegade performance of a punk prayer in Moscow's Cathedral of Christ of the Savior. So she was imprisoned for 2 years.
And they really tried to really get them, didn't they? But they stuck to their guns, Pussy Riot.
Yeah, for sure. So this book is, it's quite a little thing, and it's full of just vignettes. I'm showing the guys here. So it details the performance, the preparation for the performance, going on the run afterwards, and then their eventual arrest and her time in prison. So it's just like little snippets and feeling what was going on at the same time. And so ultimately she has become a advocate for prisoners' rights after experiencing what it was like in the Russian prison system. So a lot of the focus is on that, and I feel like this book is such a response to that, because her and her companion, who was also arrested, they've since left or kind of been kicked out of Pussy Riot, and now they're just focusing on these prisoner rights
things. Wow.
So yeah, it's pretty intense, and reading it is like, when you read the conditions of the Russian prisons, especially in terms of like the cold, and they like they fill up the gaps in the windows with dough, and they're not allowed to lie down all day. It feels like I'm going back to reading those, you know, when you read books about people being in Auschwitz and stuff. And, you know, it's like super, super dark, and it's just happening right now. I mean, the thing that they're not doing is like actually killing them, but... get, you know, mentally disturbing them.
They tried. I know that they really tried to break her, didn't they? They really tried to break her spirit.
They did. And she's in prison. And the amazing thing with her is her bravery for the cause. And the reason that they did this performance was they were just so fed up with the way that church and state were interluding and colluding, I guess. And that's part of their thing anyway, but she just sticks to her guns, like regardless of her family. She has had a son, didn't see him for 2 years, and she became really dangerous because she had a voice that she could, reporters were calling her, and she was talking about what was happening in the prison system, and so she was getting put in solitary confinement, and people were warned against talking to her, and so her voice was the most powerful thing, and she knew it. And despite everything, she just keeps talking. So I think even it's a political act, releasing this book as well.
And a good read, obviously.
Great, it was
obviously
such
it's
a good
featuring
read.
This week, so yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I try not to review shit books. It was a great read, and I think, you know, it's just a good insight into Russia and what's going on. And I guess like, with things that have been going on at the moment, that Russia comes up a lot and gets spoken about in terms of the American election, and you just look at how effed up it all is, you know.
Yeah,
it's really crazy. So I think she's got a really important voice. I just get, if something happens to her, we know who it is, you know.
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Yes. he's the guy, isn't he? He's that guy, you know.
He's that guy.
It's only going to be Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, or Kim Jong Un, is at the moment.
Yep.
Who's really fallen off the radar? Who are the nasties that have fallen off the radar? Like I say, there's still a lot of horridness going on in Yemen and Syria and now in Myanmar as well.
So the horrible people everywhere. But yeah. I think reading this book, Kent, it's really informative for yourself. I'm showing you guys a reading copy, but it's a beautiful hardback. It's got this cool
kind of like
bright
the reading copy
cover
looks cool
with
anyway.
The
yeah.
With the balaclava look on it, so
yeah,
it's
see.
Awesome. So I think it would be a really great read for someone who's really interested in politics, but or you know, and females, feminist ideas, music.
Very popular nowadays, music and feminist ideas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Sure. So that means almost everybody.
Yeah, doesn't it? Well, I would hope so. How much is that book?
It's $45 because it's the beautiful hardback, beautiful gift book, and it's published by Ellen Lane, and it's out now.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Jenna.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.
Should we play some Pussy Riot?